In this bulletin, Australia continuing efforts to return Hakeem Al-Arabi to Melbourne, fears for the safety of a Chinese-Australian writer who's disappeared in China, and the United States Supreme Court backs Donald Trump's transgender military ban. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Sunila Wasti. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says Australia is making what she's termed extensive efforts to seek the return of Melbourne-based footballer Hakeem Al-Arabi from a Thai prison. Mr. Al-Arabi, a Bahraini footballer and Australian permanent resident, says he is losing hope in his battle to be released. Mr. Al-Arabi was visiting Thailand with his wife in November when he was arrested by authorities because of an Interpol red notice warrant issued by the Bahraini government. The Bahraini government alleged Mr. Al-Arabi vandalised a police station, and they are requesting that Thai officials send him back to Bahrain for punishment. Former Socceroo captain Craig Foster has been visiting Mr. Al-Arabi in Bangkok remand prison. Mr. Foster says he assured the player the football community cares for him and is working hard on his behalf.
The case has been ongoing so long now that he's worried, as he said, that Bahrain are winning. And he said, I need you guys to win. And I told him that the players of the world are fighting hard for him. And I said, I believe we're going to win the battle.
Mr. Foster will spend a week in the Thai capital lobbying international groups and governments. There are growing fears for the safety of a prominent Chinese-Australian writer who appears to have disappeared in China. Friends and family of Yang Hengjun are worried he may have been detained by authorities. The writer left Sydney for Guangzhou on the 18th of January. However, after arriving in Guangzhou, Mr. Yang did not complete the second leg of his journey, which was a flight to Shanghai. The Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade says it is seeking information on the matter. Dumped Liberal Party candidate Grant Shultz says he was suspicious for months that something was going awry behind the scenes. It follows the Liberal Party's decision to install former Labor Party National President Warren Mundine as its candidate in the New South Wales federal seat of Gilmore. Mr. Shultz, who had been locally pre-selected to run in the seat for the Liberals, will now run as an independent in this year's federal election. He has told Sky News, while he is unsure how the race will turn out, he will give it his all.
This seat was always going to be a challenge. It's why I stood forward in the first place. I was there to offer the people of Gilmore an alternative. My branches overwhelmingly supported that. They voted me in with 40 votes to 9. I've got a fight ahead of me, but I've never shied away from a fight. I never will.
The Liberal Party holds the seat on the south coast of New South Wales by just 0.7%. Nationals leader Michael McCormick says his party is also likely to run a candidate in Gilmore, meaning them, the Liberals, Labor, the Greens and Mr. Shultz as an independent would all be running. A national review of road safety governance will look at how to drive the road toll to zero by 2050. Infrastructure Minister Michael McCormick says the review will assess what changes are needed to improve governance around the country. The federal government has been criticised by the Australian Automobile Association for what they perceive to be a lack of action following last year's inquiry into the National Road Safety Strategy. Mr. McCormick says this review will be the first step in advancing the 12 recommendations made by last year's inquest.
Last year, the road toll was 78 fewer, 78 less than the year before. But we should never get complacent. While that is good and admirable that we are reducing the road toll, there's still way too many.
The United States Supreme Court has backed US President Donald Trump's transgender military ban. The conservative majority Supreme Court voted 5-4 in favour of lifting injunctions blocking the ban, while challenges and debates continue in lower courts. The policy prohibits from serving any transgender person who requires or has undergone gender transition. Mr. Trump announced in 2017 the US would no longer accept or allow transgender citizens to serve in the military, citing what he termed tremendous medical costs and disruption. Australian researchers say low-intensity exercise and stick-on heat pads are the most effective ways to manage period pain. The research from Western Sydney University was based on studies of more than 2,300 women who used exercise, heat and painkillers to combat pain. The research has found gentle exercise, such as yoga and stretching, is most effective, particularly when done year-round. And now a look at today's weather. Perth showers and a top of 22 degrees. Adelaide sunny and 39. Melbourne partly cloudy and 25. Hobart an early shower or two and 19. Canberra a shower or two and 35. Wollongong a possible shower and 27. Sydney a possible shower and 30. Newcastle a possible shower and 32. Brisbane mostly sunny and 34. Cairns a shower or two and 32 degrees. And Darwin rain with a storm likely and a top of 31 degrees. I'm Sunila Wasti. That's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.